The Four Insights Radio Show.
Welcome to the 33rd edition of the Fall in Fives radio show, your regular, if no longer weekly, dose of all the best in fall and fall adjacent sounds. Now, those of you who follow me on social media will know that I recently had a very exciting weekend visiting the Louder Than Words Literary Festival in Manchester. Not only did I get to meet the Hanley brothers, Funky Cy and Mark Riley, but I was interviewed in front of a live audience by Paul and Steve for their Oh Brother podcast, which will come out in January, closely followed, of course, by the You Must Get Them All book. Anyway, let's kick off this week with a couple of live crackers.
Time.
Was Prole Art Threat, of course, recorded in Chicago in July 1981, and a couple of songs from that same gig appeared on A Part of America Therein. And before that you heard Sons of Temperance, performed in New York in 2001. Now for a band I've heard a few people rave about, but I've only just got around to listening to, this is Wet Leg.
I got the big D.
Spoiled Victorian Child, recorded in New York in 1986. It was a song that MES had written a lyric for as far back as the late 70s, but it wasn't until Simon Rogers came up with that distinctive 6-4 riff that he found music that fitted it. And before that, you heard Wet Leg playing Chaise Longue at the Green Man Festival earlier this year. Now for a song that I was surprised to realise I hadn't played yet. This is the original of the Fall's most played live track. Mr. Pharmacist! Protein Protection, in my opinion, one of the Four's greatest 21st century songs. In fact, one of their greatest songs, full stop. And that version was recorded at the Manchester Beer Keller in 2004. Before that, of course, you heard the other half's 1966 single, Mr. Pharmacist. OK, we haven't had a track from the Perverted by Mark E. tribute album for a while, so here's a couple of them.
Dr. Boring had a relationship with a drug company too, and I'm half related to the softness group. Here, see on TV today, somebody claimed that Doc had been molested by a textile chemist. But life just bounces, so don't you get worried at all. Life just bounces, so don't you get worried at all. The prescription's filled, but I'm unsure of its contents. I sit back with a tight lip, retina amazed. But life just bounces, so don't you get worried at all. Life just bounces, so don't you get worried at all.
one more chance.
German band Like a Stuntman and their take on Oh Brother, preceded by another German artist, Doc Schocco, also known as Christian Schultz, and his cover of Life Just Bounces. Now, this, to my mind, is one of the very best live recordings of The Fall made in the 1970s. Taken from the Liverpool 78 album, released in 2001, this is Music Scene.
Sing a song, you can do it. Maybe it's a big hit in a fading pop. Oh, why, you're a good lad. Oh, here is a pound note. That stupid bitch. They were made for each other. Oh, you should have met his brother. His mother was deaf and dumb. Ah, but that stupid twat, he played games with names. Oh, the place he worked, and the women he talked. Heavy on the music scene, hard on the choosing scene, heavy on the music scatter. Here comes one there for the fair, no pay, just take all the way. That bastard stripped me bare, in front of all those people. Peanuts in my hair, and there's kids in Liverpool and County Down who are part of the music scene, envy of the music scene, part of the choosing scene. stupid bitch. I never made for each other. Ah, you son of a brother. His mother was deaf and dumb. That stupid twat. He played games with names. On the place of work. And the women he fucked. He was part of the music scene. Heavy on the music scene. Part of the music scene. I'll smash your doors down. Become a demolition worker, a mental construction worker. Oh, it's flat, flat, flat on the coat. Cut your hair or miss the boat. And become part of the music scene. Every of the choosy scene. Part of the choosy scene. I'll sing a song, you can do it. Oh, maybe it's a big hit. Get on top of the pops. Oh, grey whistle test. Oh, and the white guy is very in a bowing claws. And become part of the music scene. Heavy on the choosing scene. Part of the music scene. So The people in the slums do nothing about it. Instead they go in shops, and by about half an hour, we're about £5, or about 6 minutes, we're about a quid. But the sleeves are very nice, you might even get a picture sleeve. How aren't you lucky? I said the music scene. I said the music scene. Took it down. Took it down. I took it down. I took it down. Your fears, your arrears, they're all here. Some people write things about us. They have outgrew their crime. We will have revenge. When we finish with him, they will have to put air into him. Music scene. Thank you.
Music Scene, recorded at Mr. Pickwick's Liverpool on the 22nd of August 1978. Now, to update you on my book, the final draft of You Must Get Them All is now with Root, who published Paul, Steve and Si's books, of course, and it will be out in the new year. And if you follow me on Twitter via @TheFallenFives, then you'll be the first to hear about when you can pre-order. I mentioned the Louder Than Words Festival earlier, and another of the highlights for me was attending John Robb's interview with Will Sargent, who has just published the first part of his autobiography, Bunnyman, it's called. And there'll be a track from Echo and the Bunnyman shortly. Before we get to that, however, another event that took place in Manchester that weekend was the opening night of Jim Moyer, also known as Vic Reeves, of course, his new art exhibition, Return of the Gas Miser, at the Contemporary Six Gallery. I popped into the exhibition to find Jim himself there and heard him talking about Steve Hanley and Mark Riley's visit on the opening night and their appreciation of his painting Carrier Bag Man. So, this is Vic with Oh Mr. Songwriter.
So that everyone in the world can sing along. Oh, Mr. Painter, do us a picture with your brush. Make it easy on the eye so the children of the world can live in peace. Thank you.
Grey Bags Are Yours, which was later retitled Monkeys, from Echo and the Bunnymen's debut Peel session, when they were still a three-piece with a drum machine. One of MES's favourite artists now, this is Peter Hamill. Peter Hamill with Energy Vampires from his 1978 album The Future Now. Those of you who listened to Show 29, the Mr. and Mrs. show that we did, will know that Van de Graaff Generator enjoyed the dubious distinction of having a track of theirs described by my wife Kirsty as even worse than The Fall. Speaking of Mrs. Pringle, many thanks to all of you who enjoyed her appearance and asked if she was going to do another one, and we do hope to do another joint show in the not too distant future. Now, I don't usually leave the My Special Four-Song feature right until the very end, but it seemed appropriate to do so this time, given this contributor's choice. You'll see why in a minute. Many thanks to Martin, also known as Dead Seminole, for his contribution. I'll be interested to hear what you think of his choice. You can let me know, or send in your own choice, via thefallinfives@mail.com. Thanks for listening, and take it away, Martin.
Hello, Steve. It is an honour to be talking to you. And being on your absolutely fantastic Falling Fives radio show. My name is Dead Seminole. You know me from the Fall Online Forum. Apologies, first of all. I have a bit of a cold. But I thought, well then, oh God, who cares? I'm going to get this off to you to talk about my favourite Fall song today. And has been for quite a long time, actually. For at least a year or two, I've somehow got stuck in my head, like so many great Fall songs. It's catchy, it's got a great hook. You find yourself humming it or speaking it and singing it from time to time in the most ridiculous of places. Is it a song? Yes, it is. Of course it is. Where to start with The Fall? Everywhere. They are like a vortex where all ideas pass through. It is from Reformation post TLC, the great album with the Dudes, those great Americans. I loved that incarnation of the Fall, and I don't think any of them are on it, this track. Das Boot. I love it. I know I'm going to get pelters, but it's true. It's brilliant. I'm on the subway. I'm at work. I'm having a shower. I'm in a boat. That's it. Das Boot. Please play it. I will listen. All of it.
Thank you.
Fights Radio Show.